Task 4. Listen to the monologue and decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F.
Although meetings can be scheduled at any time during the day, certain times are preferable. Early in the morning and right after lunch are popular meeting times. Many business people hold working breakfasts, lunches, and dinners to accomplish two things at the same time, and meals are often served or brought into the workplace for meetings. When scheduling a meeting, consider the travel needs of the participants. An 8 a.m. meeting that forces people to get up at 5:30 a.m. may be unproductive. Even if the participants arrive on time, they may be too tired to accomplish anything during the meeting. Nonetheless, early morning scheduling is not unusual. In a meeting that involves presentations, it is important to talk with each presenter in advance to find out how much time he or she will need. In this case, the final agenda should reflect input from everyone participating in the meeting. If you need to hold a series of meetings, schedule a time for the next meeting at the end of the current one. To schedule the first meeting, write a memo or send an email message instead of using the telephone. Scheduling a meeting by telephone can take 2 or 3 days as you call and recall participants with conflicting schedules.